Where were you today when you witnessed this?
I just parked in the parking lot in the HP Cupertino office.
Okay, and do you work there?
I work here.
Okay, so just take me through the beginning. You were driving up, and then what happened?
So I parked in the parking lot, and it just so happened that I have my coworker also parked at the same time. So we got there around 6:55, and not right in front of us, but just a couple of feet away, there's a black or African-American guy around 6 feet, 200 pounds weight, asked me, "Hey, what time this? Do I need to submit the application?" And then I replied, "Application for what?" He said, "Warehousing." I was kind of skeptical. Why is he asking? And it's around 6:55 in the morning. So I said, "You have to go to the front lobby. What time do they open?" He asked. I said, 8:00. So I said, "Okay." Then I went and proceeded to go up the stairs, and then I thought he was going to go to the lobby, but he went back to a different area in a parking lot. I went upstairs and went to the second floor, and I noticed I brought my gym bag with me instead of my laptop bag. So I went downstairs. When I went downstairs to switch my bags, I saw the guy, and he was trying to talk to my coworker, who's 50 yards away from where I'm standing, where my car was parked. And then I just was just looking, and when I was switching bags, I can see from the window I'm on the driver's side, back seat. I noticed that he chased her because I think he was trying to get something, and then he grabbed her and then punched her. I saw him. He punched her, and then after he punched her. I tried to hide and was trying to get in the car and go help Terumi, the lady. But then when I was hiding, I heard two shots. Pow, pow. And then I tried to hide. And then even when I saw he punched her, I already started dialing 911. So when I was already with 911, I already mentioned that two shots were fired. I tried to, I was going to hide in the parking lot by the car, but I said he may have somebody there around him. So I went, best place is to go back inside. I dashed, go back inside the building and went around so he doesn't see me. I was about to take the stairs, but he can see me because of the lights. So I have to go around the building and alerted my coworkers. And I was running because I want to go back there. To help to make sure Terumi is safe and not killed. And then I noticed the guy fled. When I went back there, the guy wasn't there anymore. I looked around the area. Yeah, the guy wasn't there to be found.
And what happened to Terumi?
She was shot on the right side because I saw from her jacket she was when I approached her. She was still kind of shocked. The punch landed on her face because she. I saw her nose broken. Her eyeglasses flew. And then I don't know if she was still carrying her laptop because we always carry our laptops. She got punched in the face, and I saw her jacket, and she's got a. There was a bullet hole in the jacket, so it was on the lower right side. Of her body.
And how do you know her, and what is she like?
She's for her, every time I look at her, she reminds me of my grandmother. She's around 60, more than, of course, 50, but probably in her 60s. She's a Japanese, and then she's a coworker. She's an older coworker. She's a very good coworker.
And the alleged gunman, can you describe his demeanor? I mean, did he act nervous or?
No, actually, he was just like casual walker. But that I was going to alert HB when I got back inside. But wait a minute, I have to switch my laptop. So the guy was kind of. Not really nervous. He doesn't look nervous. He was just like, you know, he wanted to start a day applying for every work that he wants. Yeah. Yeah, but that's too early. 7 o'clock? What company would open at 7 o'clock, of course?